Hey there, I'm your host Des, and you are listening to episode number 152. Today is a solo episode. It's just going to be me and you. And today we are talking all about something I've become very passionate about over the past few months. I've always had a strong interest in it, but I've dove deep these past few months, which we're going to go over today. But on today's episode, we are going to be exploring the journey to a simpler and more organized life. We're diving into the transformative world of decluttering. If you've ever felt overwhelmed and stressed by the chaos in your living space, then you are in the right place. As I said, for the past few months, I have been diving deep into the world of decluttering. Not only have I been sorting and organizing, minimizing and moving things out of my home, but I've also been trying to really adopt decluttering as a lifestyle. One day, I came to the realization that I was completely overwhelmed and stressed whenever I came home from work. I didn't enjoy coming home. I didn't feel at peace or calm in my home. I knew that I needed a change because I just felt overburdened with stuff. I was feeling stressed and irritable every time I came home. That's kind of where this stint of the journey began, but I did experience this years ago, actually in 2018. Mark and I were moving from upstate New York across the country to Denver, Colorado, where I am now. And we lived in a 3-bedroom apartment. It was a good size. It wasn't huge, but it wasn't small. But we were planning to move and we just had so much stuff. And I just couldn't believe how much stuff that we had. And it was all like random. I didn't even know why we owned half of it. And we knew that we couldn't take it with us across the country. So we ended up decluttering. We went through all of our things. We donated, sold, got rid of, trashed, just so many of our items. But here we are, 2024, and I'm kind of in the same boat. So I really took a deep dive into decluttering to kind of break this cycle of getting rid of stuff and then getting more stuff and bringing it into the home. So I learned all of these tips, these strategies. I implemented so many new things that I never thought about before. I've learned so much. It's really helped me to examine my mindset, my buying habits, kind of my attachments to items. It's really been an interesting process and experience, and a lot of self-reflection has gone into this. So it's been a really, really great experience and growing opportunity. So that's kind of my story with decluttering. I'm sure I'll talk about some more throughout this episode. But to get us started, I just kind of want to go over the importance of decluttering with you, because it's not just a physical act, but it's also a mindfulness process that can really positively impact your mental well-being. As I said, when you are living in a home that is very cluttered, you're experiencing stress, overwhelm, irritability, anxiety. And something I talk about all the time is self-care, and our home, our environment is one of the foundational elements of self-care. But again, we're gonna get into that a little bit later. So decluttering isn't just about getting rid of stuff, it's about creating a space that supports the life that you want to live and to create a peaceful home environment. Our living spaces are more than just our physical environments. They profoundly impact our emotions, our moods, our productivity, our creativity, and overall quality of life. There's a really strong connection between clutter and our mental health. So living in a cluttered environment, again, leads to that increased stress, that anxiety, irritability, overwhelm. When your surroundings are chaotic, your mind is going to mirror that same energy. The constant visual clutter, it bombards our senses, it drains our mental energy, which makes it really difficult to truly relax and recharge and feel calm in our own homes. So as you might have guessed, a decluttered space has the opposite effect. A decluttered home creates a sense of calm, a sense of tranquility. It allows our minds to unwind and feel at peace, especially at that moment when you come home from work after a long, stressful day. You want to come home to a peaceful, clean, organized environment free of chaos. When we clear away the physical clutter, we also declutter our minds, which frees up space and energy for what is truly important in your life. Decluttering isn't just about removing the excess stuff. It's about intentionally curating your surroundings to support your well-being. So by surrounding yourself with only the things that bring you joy, only the things that serve a purpose in your life, only the things that you enjoy and you use, you'll create a space that you can feel at peace in. And decluttering can be a deeply cathartic process. Letting go of the items that you no longer need or use is letting go of the past. It's releasing emotional baggage. It's making room for new experiences and opportunities in your future. As I said, our home environment, our space, is one of the foundational elements of self-care. Decluttering is an act of self-care. It's about prioritizing your mental health and creating an environment that promotes happiness and peace and calm. So I want to shift gears a little bit and give you some practical tips and strategies to declutter your home. So when thinking about decluttering, it can feel very overwhelming. So I'm going to make this as easy as possible for you so that you can take small, actionable steps towards your decluttering goals. I want you to start by taking a moment to evaluate your living space. What areas are causing you the most stress? Which areas are those quote-unquote problem areas? These tend to be flat surfaces like countertops, kitchen islands, chairs, things like that. These are areas that tend to collect miscellaneous items, things we don't know what to do with, things that we're getting to, things that don't have a home. So here's a rule to follow. Everything needs a home. Every item in your home needs a place to be, a place it belongs. So often we collect clutter and piles of things because we just don't know where to put them or what to do with them. Every item having a home is going to really help prevent this type of clutter. So as we dive into decluttering, there's a few questions that I want you to keep in mind. Do I love it? Do I need it? Do I use it? And if I use it, when is the last time that I used it? If you haven't used something in the past 6 months to a year, it goes. Get it out of here. So when decluttering, it's really helpful to start either by a category like cookware or shirts, or by a location like the bathroom, or a section like this drawer in the kitchen. Whatever works best for you. Everything is going to be broken down by four categories: keep, donate, sell, trash. As you go through your belongings, place each item into one of these four categories. This is going to help you to make quick decisions and stay organized. So there's a phrase that really resonated with me, and it emphasizes the importance of making decisions quickly. Clutter is just postponed decisions. This is so true. As a Libra that has a very difficult time making decisions, this rang really true for me. It really resonated. So I'm sure it's going to resonate with some of you as well. Decluttering is also a great opportunity to reflect on your shopping habits. So think about your motivation behind buying certain items, especially when you're going through your home. Why did I buy this? What was the purpose of it? What was the feeling that I had when I was buying it? What was the motivation? And when you're out shopping, think about when you're buying an item, think about whether you truly need this item or if it's going to add to your clutter. And think about if you need the item now. So sales and discounts are just a surefire way to collect clutter. You may buy things on sale because you have a coupon or whatever the case may be, or because it's cheaper than it usually is, but you'll actually end up wasting money in the long run if you're buying things that you don't need right now and don't end up using. Okay, so now we are going to tackle the most difficult aspect of decluttering: the emotional side of decluttering. We can't be successful in our decluttering journeys if we don't explore the emotional side of letting go, because it is emotional, it's hard. And it may sound silly and not make much logical sense, but we do get attached to physical items. We attach meaning and memories to our belongings, and this makes it really difficult to let go. maybe someone gifted you something or someone passed away and you feel like you need to keep their stuff. Maybe something reminds you of someone or something, or you bought something on a trip. That's my issue. I love souvenirs. Whatever it is, decluttering sentimental items can be extremely difficult. So my advice to you is save the sentimental stuff for last on your decluttering journey. Also, by saving sentimental items for last, as you're decluttering, you're going to be building up your decluttering muscle before you get to the step. So hopefully that will make it easier on you when the time comes for the sentimental stuff. Here are some tips and strategies that you can incorporate to declutter sentimental items. Gifts are a big one. Kind of a mindset shift here. Letting go of the idea that gifts come with conditions and responsibilities. And really living the sentiment that it's the thought that counts. If you receive a gift that you don't need, you don't like it, it doesn't fit you, it's not your style, it's okay to let it go and still appreciate that the gifter thought of you. Also recognize that when we're gifted something, we're not meant to keep it for the rest of our lives. So this is a big mindset shift and it's hard. Giving items to others is such a special thing to do. If you have been hanging onto something for a long time, but you're not getting any use out of it, it's taking up space, try giving it to someone that will love it, they'll use it, they'll appreciate it. For example, I recently decluttered all of my craft supplies. When we moved into our house, I created a big craft section. We have this really nice section in our laundry room. It's all these drawers and cabinets and a countertop. And I saw it and thought to myself, I am gonna craft here all the time. So I packed this to the brim with various crafting supplies. I always told myself I would make stuff, I was gonna get creative, I was gonna host crafting parties, but it just never happened. So I knew it was time to let it go. I brought all of my craft supplies into work. I work in a middle school, so I kept some in my room for my students and in my office, and I gave the rest to the art teacher. I can't tell you how good it felt to see my students actually crafting and making beautiful things out of my stuff that has just been sitting unused for years, as well as the giant bright smile the art teacher gave me when I brought her in bags and bags of supplies. She was so excited to receive all the supplies. It made me feel so good. I was actually happy that I passed on my items to somebody else that would use them and appreciate them. For some sentimental items, you can do something like take a picture of them to remember it by, create a memory box. I've heard of parents taking pictures of their children's artwork and report cards and such and making a digital memory box. Another tip is repurposing. If you have an item that you don't use, maybe find a different use for it. So this is a small example. Recently, I was decluttering my clothing, my dresses specifically, and I realized that I really liked one of my summer dresses, but I didn't like that it was so short and I knew that I would never wear it out to dinner or something like that. Then I had the idea to use it as a bathing suit cover-up. And guess what? I packed it for our vacation last week to Mexico, and I used it as a bathing suit cover-up on a boat tour that we did, and I loved it. It was perfect as a cover-up. Just that little simple shift in my idea of what that dress was meant to be used for, I had already gotten use out of it and I found a new appreciation for it. I told Mark, I was like, this dress has been sitting in my closet for years, and as soon as I had the idea to use it for a different purpose, I used it right away. So that's kind of a little tip, just a little mindset shift about some of your items that maybe you really love, but you're not really finding a use for, or the conventional use for it doesn't work for you. So again, sentimental items are by far the most difficult thing to declutter. If you're really struggling, realize that it's okay to keep the sentimental stuff. You don't have to get rid of everything. If you do want to declutter sentimental stuff, you will get there one day, and if today is not that day, that's okay. Now that we've gone over how to successfully and effectively declutter your home, we need to figure out how to maintain this decluttered lifestyle. So I'm going to give you some tips here to break this pattern, break this vicious cycle. So start by implementing a daily decluttering routine, a daily organization routine. Set aside a few minutes each day, either the beginning of the day before you're getting up ready to start your day, or at the end of the day when you're winding down. It could be a part of your bedtime routine. And tidy up some common clutter hotspots, like I mentioned, the kitchen counters, things like that, coffee tables, entryways. By dealing with the clutter as it accumulates, you're going to prevent it from spiraling completely out of control. So going back to your buying habits, when you're buying an item, think about, do I need it? Do I love it? Am I going to use this? Am I buying it just because it's on sale? Think about, where will I keep this item in my home? Where is its home going to be? If it's an item like clothing or an accessory or shoes, think about, what will I wear this with? What do I own that will match with this? Because that's one of my big problems. I'll buy something that I really like, and then I'll get home and I'll have nothing to match it with, or don't know how to match it with the things that I own already. So then, even though I love it, I don't wear it because I don't know how to wear it with whatever I have. So again, very important, designate a home for everything that you own. When everything has a place, it's easier to put things away and avoid that clutter buildup. So you can use storage solutions like bins, baskets, shelves. This will help to keep items organized and easily accessible for you. You can practice the one in, one out rule. Some people really like this idea. Some people really don't like this idea. So again, this is all up to you and based on your comfort and what works best for you. But the one in, one out rule is, for every item that you bring into your home, whether it's a piece of clothing, a kitchen gadget, a decoration, whatever the case may be, consider letting go of something else. So one comes in, one moves out. And I want to share a tip with you that I love, and I do this every single year, and I make Mark do it too. So every January 1st, Mark and I turn all of our hangers in our closet around the opposite way. So you're going to, whatever way you normally keep your hangers, which is usually like, you know, hooked, you're going to turn them all around. So the hooks are going to be facing you. As the days and the months go on and you wear your clothes from your closet, after doing laundry, you're going to put your clothes on the hanger back the normal, regular way you keep the hanger. So at the end of the year, you're going to be able to physically see which items of clothing you didn't wear the entire year. So Mark and I do this every single year, every January 1st or 2nd, whatever the case may be, if we're traveling, whenever we get home. We take all the clothes off of the hanger that are still facing the opposite way, and we get rid of them, we donate them, throw them out, whatever the case may be, and then we turn all of the hangers around again. So we do this every year, and it's a really great way to just, again, physically see what you're wearing and what you're not wearing, that you know for a fact that you haven't worn this item in an entire year. So like I said, one of my tips earlier in this episode, if you haven't used the item in 6 months to a year, get rid of it. It's important to recognize that our needs and our taste and our preferences change over time. So it's useful to kind of periodically evaluate what you own and let items go that no longer serve you. So setting aside time every few months to go through your closets, your drawers, your storage areas, your garage, and just get rid of any unnecessary clutter, things you don't like anymore, things that are kind of out of style that you maybe have outgrown or don't fit you anymore. A great time to do this is kind of when the seasons change. So spring cleaning, change of the season, like winter's coming, so you got to put away all your summer and spring clothes, you got to get out all your winter stuff. So the change in seasons, if you're somebody that switches over your clothing and puts things in storage when it's out of season, that's a great time to go through the items in your home, especially clothing and shoes and things like that. You can't always, but try to involve your family, your household members, your roommates in supporting you in this clutter-free lifestyle. So establishing clear expectations and responsibilities for keeping shared spaces clean and organized and tidy, and try to encourage everyone to pitch in. When everyone in the home is on board, it's much easier to maintain a clutter-free lifestyle and environment. It's really difficult. It's possible, but it's really difficult when you are the only one that is focused on decluttering, and especially if you live with somebody or have a partner that is always buying things or whatever the case may be. If you can't get everyone on board, that's okay. Focus on yourself and your own items. Luckily for me, Mark has also dove into this decluttering journey with me. It is a little more difficult for him than it is for me. He's keeping a lot of things that I would rather he didn't and that I know that he doesn't use. But again, it's his stuff. It's not mine. So all I can do is be supportive and encourage him to declutter. We've actually been listening to decluttering audiobooks together and discussing them on our road trips and things like that. So that's been really fun. And we have sometimes different perspectives that we debate on or we talk through and give examples. So that's been really great. And a big part of the decluttering journey is being gentle and patient with yourself, keeping in mind that maintaining a clutter-free home is an ongoing process sometimes, but by incorporating all of these strategies into your daily routine and staying mindful of your consumption habits, you can achieve a clutter-free, calm, and peaceful living space that supports your well-being. And just keep in mind, it's not just about creating a tidy space, it's about making room for the life that you want to live. To help you get started on your decluttering journey in an easy and actionable way, I have a free 30-day declutter challenge for you. You will find the link in the show notes. And if you are super overwhelmed, you don't know where to start, I am here with extra support for you. You can sign up for my decluttering mentorship, where we will meet virtually and I will provide you with one-on-one, individualized, personalized support with my proven method to decluttering and keeping the clutter away. Not only will I teach you my effective tips and strategies, but I will help you to make some much needed tough decisions. You can sign up at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/declutter mentorship. You can find the declutter challenge and the mentorship links in the show notes, so definitely go check those out. If you are ready to start your decluttering journey, I am so excited for you and I will be there for you every step of the way. I am covering decluttering in depth in my Facebook group this week, so definitely go join that and join the conversation. I'm going to post more tips and everything in there. So that's facebook.com/groups/accordingtodez. And again, that link is in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck on your decluttering journey and incorporating this transformative lifestyle. It really is something that I've become so passionate about, and it really has improved my mental health and well-being and how I feel when I walk into my home now. And that is what I want for you. So have a great, calm, and peaceful week. I will talk to you next week.